Ohio's Secretary of State says an election day with in-person voting is still the plan for this fall, but he's suggesting some changes in case concerns about coronavirus keep voters away. A key voting rights group agrees, but wants to go further. Secretary of State Frank LaRose suggests online absentee ballot requests with an earlier deadline, and that the state pay the postage for both those requests and to return those ballots. Jen Miller at the League of Women Voters of Ohio agrees that in-person voting must be preserved if possible, but she would also like more than one early voting location per county.
The way to reduce lines and therefore the crowds on election day would be to improve the vote-by-mail process, but also to increase opportunities to vote early.
Miller says lessons can be learned from last week's primary, and she's concerned that only provisional ballots from those who applied for absentee ballots but didn't get them in the mail will be counted. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.